The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, thanks folks so much for coming back. You know, one of the things that I'm thoroughly interested, especially turning 50, is really heart health. For me, I recently had an abnormal EKG. I had to get cleared for some minor surgery, and I was sent to the cardiologist, and gosh, it was a little bit frightening. He said, well, listen, here's what we need to do. So all of a sudden, I'm having an echocardiogram, which is great and interesting to see my heart sort of doing its thing. It's amazing, amazing. Then I had a treadmill stress test, and that was also very interesting. I blew the charts. Nobody had ever gotten to that level, so I was very excited about that. But the other thing, I had a Holter monitor for 24 hours, but all of it was a little bit nerve-wracking because I really felt like perhaps I was compromised in a sense. Everything is okay. I'm glad I got it checked out. But I want to talk about with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, who's with me, angina, because I have felt one thing that I had was a little bit of pain. I had a syncope episode, which I got a little bit dizzy. It was mostly due to my overactivity, and it was very warm here in Los Angeles. And then I took a bath quickly afterwards. And so I think that all contributed to it. But you know, that pain, this angina is really, really startling. And especially turning 50, I know that there are things that we need to monitor and watch out for. I want to report I'm in great health. My heart is just fine. Jacob, welcome to the show. Let's talk about natural ways to understand and treat angina.
Absolutely. Because we talk about how in medicine, standard medicine offers about 20% of what can help people. And then other branches of the healing arts offer the other 80%. Here's a good example of a time to use standard medicine, because if you're having chest pain, now it could be chest wall pain, something totally benign, and digestion, but if you're guessed wrong and it's angina and you miss it, and you may land up when you go in the hospital being dead, where as opposed to you miss an appendicitis, you're going to be sick as can be, but you'll be alive anyway. Gotcha. So for chest pain, if in doubt, you go to the emergency room and you go to the doctor and you have it checked out, because medicine is very good for acute medical things like that.
Yes.
Now, once it's cleared, and you know, like in your case, Holly, that it wasn't a heart problem or anything worrisome, which is, okay, and that's a good thing, then there's other treatments for that. But say you have angina, what do you do? Now, the first thing the doctor may want to do is a heart catheterization. That's reasonable. You want to see what the degree of blockage is. They may recommend putting in a stent, usually also reasonable when they do. They may recommend heart bypass surgery, often not reasonable. Sometimes yes, but often no. Now, some people say, well, how risky is it? But it's not kind of a sort of Damocles, like right on the edge. There are natural things you can do to decrease angina. A favorite one of mine is called external counterpulsation.
Wow.
It's where you put these big blood pressure cuffs on the arms and legs, you hook up an EKG, and it basically pumps up the pressure in between heartbeats, and that triggers the blood vessels in the heart to grow new blood vessels for some reason. It's kind of like a natural heart bypass that your heart does on its own.
It's shown
in many studies to be helpful, and it's even Medicare covered, but it's relatively cheap, where cath and heart bypass is expensive, so hospitals really aren't too excited about it.
That is so great. I love it. I mean, that it just, you know, the body always amazes me anyway at how it compensates and always, always, always wants to work in our best interest and try to get us back into healing. So that's brilliant because it makes sense to me that angiogenesis almost, like, right? Angiovessels, genesis new, making new blood vessels if felt like it's needed. Unfortunately, just saying that, Jacob, it kind of works sometimes to our detriment because, you know, when we have tissue growing, like perhaps a cancerous malignant tumor, or sometimes even not cancerous, like uterine fibroids, angiogenesis happens, but the body, the brain knows, hey, I got to get some circulation there. I got to get nutrients to that new tissue that's being made. And so angiogenesis happens. But this case, you're really, I love it. You're talking about making new blood vessels, and it's almost like a natural bypass surgery. It's forcing the body to do exactly what it always wants to do, which is take care of us.
Absolutely. And there's a lot then you can do naturally. Once you've done the basic medical things, First of all, we know about fish oil for prevention. And if I'm going to give the fish oil, I'm going to give one called Vectomega, because all it takes is one pill instead of eight big honker fish oil pills, and it's no fish oil burps, and it's easy. So that's a simple start. But a key thing to remember with most heart diseases, whether it's abnormal heart rhythms, heart failure, angina, is that improving the efficiency of heart muscle function, you improve how you do clinically. So number one, giving ribose, which is a really good energy nutrient, looks and tastes like sugar.
Yep.
5 grams three times a day for 3 weeks, and I'll drop it down to twice a day. Giving coenzyme Q10 make a big difference in energy production in the heart. The herb hawthorn is very helpful. Acetyl L-carnitine. All these simple things. Plus, I'm going to add in the energy revitalization system vitamin powder for the B vitamins and magnesium. This simple recipe will increase heart muscle efficiency dramatically, decreasing the tendency to angina, heart failure, and abnormal heart rhythms. For those who would like, if you have an iPhone or an Android, there's a free app. It's called Cures A to Z, so C-U-R-E-S, capital A-Z. And it has health conditions from A to Z, including angina. Look up angina, and you'll see this entire recipe is spelled out, exactly what to take, how to take it, how much. Nice, simple way to improve heart muscle efficiency and to decrease the angina in a way that's healthy.
You know, Jacob, so much what I love about you, well, there's so much, but, you know, you understand, being a medical doctor, an MD, the benefits of conventional Western reductionistic. It really is a science of reductionism. You know, you if you have heart chest pain, you probably are, like, as you said, you're going to get a recommendation of some pretty invasive stuff. But also, you know, you have this, and your app is great because it's free. It shows folks exactly what they could do in a more preventative, proactive way if they are subject to anything from, literally, when you say it cures A to Z, you know, anything that starts with an A, whether it's acid reflux, angina, you name it, all to throughout the alphabet when it comes to our health conditions, but that there is this other weight, as you said, 80% of the healing arts. Mm-hmm. And I love that you said healing. I love you said arts, because there is great science in a lot of different systems of medicine, certainly conventional Western medicine, certainly a lot of other systems of medicine. But the art of practice, being able to look comprehensively, holistically at your lifestyle, at the contributing factors, at what your body has in its way for it to actually do its job, which is to heal. It's always wanting to heal. And I think that you really tell people, you know, if you are experiencing pain, get some help. Check it out. If in doubt, check it out. 911, chew an aspirin, sit back, relax, and let that ambulance come and get it all checked out. But if there is a place where you can actually be proactive and know that you have this risk factor, there are things that you can do. And I love it. I just, your information is so great. I really appreciate it.
Well, let me give some other things then. If you want to help grow new blood vessels, two nutrients, pomegranate. So one called Palm Extra, also mesoglycan. Is also a very nice thing that helps with the blood vessels.
I love the mesoglycan. I love that product so much. We've got 60 seconds. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, for those with high cholesterol, if you have a history of angina or heart disease, you absolutely want to do the statins. Otherwise, in most cases, I consider it to be a scam. But ways to lower cholesterol effectively, red rice yeast, berberine, 250 to 500 milligrams three times a day, two very nice, safe, effective ways to lower cholesterol that actually help.
Right.
And then if you have diabetes and you have angina, consider IV chelation as well.
Consider what? Say that once again.
Intravenous chelation.
Intravenous chelation. There you have it, folks. Cures A to Z. You can get that free app. And you can always come back and listen to me and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum every week here on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned.